From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting President Barack Obama to lay out plans for combating terrorism. Mr. Obama is making a primetime television address to the country late Sunday, hoping to calm Americans' fears about terrorist attacks. The president also plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's shootings in California. In advance of the speech, the White House said Mr. Obama will discuss the nature of the terrorist threat, how it has evolved, and how it will be defeated. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion Sunday in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden. The city has been a key battleground in the country. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Mr. Assad said Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. He said the only strikes that have been effective are those done by Russia. The U.S. and others in the West say Russia's airstrikes have largely focused on rebels and not Islamic State fighters. Britain expanded its involvement in the U.S.-led coalition last week. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end their political deadlock. If approved by the nation's two rival parliaments, the agreement will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday rejected U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. Mr. Netanyahu told a cabinet meeting that Israel will not be a binational state. He said Palestinians need to decide if they want to if they want peace, something that they have not done. He accused the Palestinian Authority of incitement against Israel. Kerry's comments came during a forum at the Brookings Institution, where he said both sides need to renew efforts for peace talks. French voters went to the polls Sunday to elect regional leaders. The election is expected to result in gains by the far-right anti-immigration National Front Party. The vote came as France remained under tight security following the November terrorist attacks in Paris. French President François Hollande's personal approval ratings have soared with the hardline stance since the terrorist attacks, but his party's ratings remain low. A second round of elections is scheduled for next Sunday. Germany's vice chancellor says Saudi Arabia runs the risk of alienating its Western allies due to its support of fundamentalist mosques around the world. Sigmar Gabriel says the mosques are breeding grounds for extremism. In an interview published Sunday in the Bild am Sonntag newspaper, Gabriel said the Saudis are financing Wahhabi mosques all over the world. Top security officials from India and Pakistan met in the Thai capital Bangkok for talks on regional and security issues. A joint statement said Sunday's meeting included discussions on peace and security, terrorism, and the disputed region of Kashmir. The statement said the meeting was held in a candid, cordial, and constructive atmosphere. It added that both sides agreed to carry forward the constructive engagement. Pakistan's interior minister says he does not believe there is a link between militants in his country and a Pakistani-born woman involved in Thursday's shootings in California. Interior Minister Chaudhry Nisar Ali Khan briefed reporters on what Pakistani authorities know about one of the suspects, Tafshin Malik. Venezuelans are voting Sunday in legislative elections that could wrest power from the socialists who have led the country for 16 years. Analysts say the vote is widely seen as a referendum on the socialist economic policies of the late President Hugo Chavez and his hand-picked successor, current President Nicolas Maduro. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.